Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Hot Mama Base by Clifford Cox, Whittier, California, USA. It was the middle of nowhere, 30 below. The wind was blowing something fierce. I hadn't seen anyone else on the road for about an hour, but I was driving my little Pinto station wagon out in eastern Montana on a very cold and January day in 1964. Suddenly, my car sputtered and died. My winter traveling trunk, containing emergency insulated coveralls, flares, food, etc., was in the rear. I had to walk 10 feet to the hatch and put the coveralls on. By the time I jumped back inside, with teep chattering, the car was colder than a freezer. I had a CB radio, so I started calling for help. Knowing no trucks used that road, I could only hope for another motorist crazy enough to be driving or someone with a home-based radio in this unpopulated area. After 10 minutes of silence, a female voice came strongly through. "Hi, Cliffhanger. This is Hot Mama Base. You're coming in loud and clear. Where are you?" I gave her the last highway road marker I'd seen, maybe a mile north, and told her what had happened. "Sounds like a frozen gas line, Cliffhanger. Have you tried adding de-icer?" "No," I replied. "I had added my last can at the last gas stop, and they didn't have any more. Would you call AAA for me, ma'am?" "You gotta be kidding," she laughed. "You'll never get one of those boys up here on a day like this. They're working Highway 2 where all the wrecks are. You're not far from me. I'll be there in about 20 minutes. Don't go away," she laughed again. During the next 20 minutes, the cold worsened. The wind was blowing so hard, the car rocked constantly. My teeth chattered the entire time. She came driving up the northbound lane in a large Chrysler station wagon and stopped alongside my car. She was about 60 with a very pleasant smile. She handed me 2 large cans of antifreeze for the gas tank. I added them both and ran over to her car and told her I would be okay. She stayed and said, "Go see if your car will start. If it won't, I'm going to push you to my house." I ran over to my car, teeth still chattering like a lawnmower, and it started right up. I ran back over. I started handing her money to cover the expenses and trouble, but she jumped in dismay. "Stop that, Cliffhanger. You can't pay me for a rescue. You just do something nice for someone else sometime." That was more than 20 years ago, and as a result of that encounter, as she recommended, I've tried to help others as much as I can. Hot Mama Base was not only a very nice person and a lifesaver, but a life changer as well.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.